The role is currently filled by Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, who also could continue in the acting role while an official nominee navigates Senate confirmation. Ping Huang, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 430 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Luminescence Foundation. The Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 here on Kansas Public Radio by Bach. That was the Cologne Chamber Orchestra. Good morning. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me. It's 64 degrees and sunny outside. I hope you are all having a good midweek. I can't believe we're already to the midweek point. It's kind of crazy. Time sure does fly by. I've got a lovely harp and violin sonatina from a composer you may not have heard of recently. That's coming up in about half an hour. Right now, I thought I would play for us a Mozart string quartet. This is number 16, and I have the Guarneri Quartet here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute, and many other awesome frequencies. Thanks for being here. Let's listen to some Mozart together now on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart String Quartet, number 16 here on KPR with the Guarneri Quartet. A fun quartet indeed. And I've got some lovely harp and violin music coming up to take us into the romantic 11 a.m. hour that I have for us of Tchaikovsky and Schumann and Grieg. The Andante Cantabile is so pretty from Tchaikovsky's quartet, so we will get a treat indeed. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting Unlimited Miles, a Miles Davis tribute group on Sunday, March 29th at 3:30. Combining decades of Davis's music with contemporary jazz, showcasing the group's futuristic creativity. More at follytheater.org and from the Commons at KU. Presenting the Kenneth Spencer Lecture with Patricia Ononiwu Kaishan, author of Forest Euphoria, The Abounding Queerness of Nature, 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 7th at Liberty Hall. Tickets at thecommons.ku.edu. Alrighty, Josef Suk, a great violinist and composer, with Katerina Inglachova on harp, playing Dussek's Sonata No. 2, Sonata Tina, actually, which is really just a little sonata. So, let's listen. I hope you enjoy it right now on KPR. Dussek's Sonatina No. 2 for harp and violin. The violinist, Josef Suk, and on harp, Katerina Inglachova. I am Destiny. Thanks for joining me this hour. I've got one more hour of music coming up for you, and it includes some of my faves. I'm opening with a gorgeous movement that is very famous all on its own by Tchaikovsky from his String Quartet No. 1. The Philadelphia Orchestra will be playing it, and maybe I'll grab a snack during the news because you definitely just heard my tummy rumble. Oh, I'm just hungry for more music. Wah, wah on KPR.
But great hope. And I want us to seize this moment.
What leadership role he might take going forward on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays beginning at 3 p.m. with KPR's Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. We are almost up to 70 degrees. It's 11:01. NPR News is coming up for a few minutes, and then I've got more great music for you right here on Kansas Public Radio.
To Gleaners for support. U.S. stocks are trading higher this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 288 points or more than 0.5%. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Isn't that the best? Tchaikovsky's Andante Cantabile here on Kansas Public Radio from his first string quartet number one. Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra performing a full-sized orchestra version, which was quite lush and nice. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. I'm Destiny. It is 70 degrees and sunny out, and we're getting even warmer today. I wonder if you have ever heard Grieg's symphony. Grieg wrote a lot of famous music like the Holberg Suite and many other things we know, but the symphony doesn't get played as often, and I think it's quite nice. So that's coming up around the bottom of the hour. Right now, a tortured musician, magician, and musicians are tortured too. Manfred Overture, what on earth is this about? Well, it's actually a symphonic work, as we call it, the overture itself, inspired by Lord Byron's dramatic poem. Intense psychological torment and guilt. Manfred, wow, definitely sounds like a musician. Anyhow, Schumann spent one difficult night reading this poem in 1829, he says, which inspired his music for the play. But this overture is really the only thing that survived the test of time. So let's take a listen. It is right now on KPR. I bet it's going to be dramatic. This is the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. Enjoy. Well, that certainly was dramatic. Here on KPR, Schumann's Manfred Overture with the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. I am Destiny. Thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio. I've got a little more drama, but in a different form, coming up. A Grieg symphony. Looks like Jeff has something very nice in the noon hour. Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage. That's so nice. And piano music from Sibelius called The Flowers. I'm sure that'll be delightful. This is Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting Unlimited Miles. Miles Davis at 100 on Sunday, commemorating the jazz musician's lasting legacy. Tickets at follytheater.org. And Blue Collar Press, located in Lawrence, Kansas. Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information is at bluecollarpress.com. You know, if you would like to hear your name read there, there is a way. Your fellow KPR listeners could be your best customer. So if you own a business and you value the programs on KPR, support us. Reach out to all of your public radio fans, your fellow public radio fans, and become a corporate sponsor. Learn more about that at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. All right. Many of you know a lot of music by Edvard Grieg, but I don't know if you know his symphony, so you'll have to let me know. You'll have to let me know what you think of it after we listen. This is with the Malmö Symphony Orchestra, now on KPR. Now that's a pretty great symphony by Grieg here on KPR. Who had never heard that before? I'd be curious to know. I love it. That was the Malmö Symphony Orchestra. I am Destiny, and you are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey thinks his party's most urgent challenge is leadership, but he's optimistic for the next generation of potential Democratic leaders.
To me, it is a time of great fear and great courage, great worry, but great hope. And I want us to seize this moment.
What leadership role he might take going forward, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays beginning at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. You can learn more about that at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. It is 12:01. The news is up next from NPR, and then the awesome Jeff Watson is in with more afternoon classical music for you here on KPR.
Percent as well. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create a customized philanthropic solution. Learn more at fjc.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields and its conductor, Sir Neville Mariner, with music by Sir Arthur Sullivan from Gilbert and Sullivan fame. That was the overture to one of their operettas, their Navy operetta, the overture to the HMS Pinafore, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Good afternoon and welcome. Classical music continues here on a Wednesday afternoon. Coming up, we'll have a visit from pianist Eric T. Tawastierna. Four piano pieces, about five of them by Jean Sibelius, that together are known as The Flowers. Plus, Alexander Glazunov and his Karelian legend, all ahead, here on a Wednesday afternoon. Some music next by composer Felix Mendelssohn, and staying briefly on the theme of boats and travel aboard water, we've got a concert overture inspired by the poetry of Johann Goethe on the importance of a good wind during sailing voyages. We'll hear the Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage overture with the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Klaus-Peter Flohr, on KPR. The Bamberg Symphony there under conductor Klaus-Peter Flohr, and music by Felix Mendelssohn, the Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage overture, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:24 now. In about 10 minutes, we'll have along the Moscow Symphony Orchestra and hear the Karelian Legend by Alexander Glazunov. That and much more on the way in a wonderful afternoon of classical music today on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. Here on the KU campus, it is 76 degrees, sunny skies. Today we're warming up to about 88. Tonight should be clear, a low of 63. Tomorrow even warmer, breezy, and a high of 91, although there is a chance of some showers for Thursday afternoon and 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow night. Next on KPR, a little time spent in the company of pianist Eric T. Tawastierna, favoring us with a suite by Jean Sibelius, five piano pieces that together are known as The Flowers. Next on KPR. A piano suite from Jean Sibelius, five piano pieces that represent a different flower, The Flowers, played by pianist Eric T. Tawastierna, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 12:36 now, and news from NPR at the top of the hour. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us here on a Wednesday afternoon. You know, every Friday morning on KPR, we've got Classics by Request, where we feature classical music that's been suggested by our listeners. Destiny is your host, and you can make a request right now for this week's show over at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Then click on Shows to find Classics by Request. Then join us Friday from 9 a.m. to noon with an encore broadcast Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. The Moscow Symphony Orchestra is ready with our next performance for this noon hour. It's music composed by Alexander Glazunov in 1916, an orchestral suite, one that doesn't make any direct references to Finnish folk song, but it is music with the spirit of that sort of thing. We'll listen to Glazunov's Karelian Legend. Igor Golovshin and the Moscow Symphony, next on KPR. We heard Karelian Legend, composed in 1916, a sort of suite on Finnish folk song by Alexander Glazunov, performed by the Moscow Symphony, conducted by Igor Golovshin here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about time next for NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us the London Soloists with a early quintet from Rayfond Williams. We'll go on to hear beautiful Italian contemporary oboe concerto, known as Idilio, from one Ermanno Wolferari. Lots of wonderful music still to come here on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. Quick question for you. Do you have an IRA? Are you 70 and a half years or older? And would you like to support KPR? If the answer to all these questions is yes, then consider a charitable distribution to KPR. To learn more, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org, under the Support tab. On the KU campus, it is 76 degrees. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.